was eerily quiet. And then my mind was kind of like, you know, the head in the fishbowl.
But it takes me into the bathroom and says, this is how you brush your teeth. Brush, rinse, repeat. Brush, rinse, repeat. Brush, rinse, repeat.
But there were two girls. And it was like, you'll have to give us a ride. You can't tell us no. You can't refuse us. He'll let us in his car.
The thoughts were all alone in this empty void. You know, the head in the fishbowl.
He was starting to look right.
They got close enough where he said he could see, you know, their eyes and how intelligent they seem.
This doesn't look right. He's a gremlin type creature.
This doesn't look right.
No pupils, no iris, three fingers, three long fingers. And this is when the mental torture.
And then it was eerily quiet.
What's up, Rob?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Almost.
Sort of, yeah. Well, we just recorded the show with Dr. Future. And that was a really good interview.
A pleasure, as always.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome to have him in the studio. I was hoping he could stick around for what we're about to do, but he had to leave.
Yeah.
He had to go get his hair cut and stuff like that. So we are going to do, just to end the year, a little year in review. And normally we've done this with the main show. We usually have done it at the end of the year after an interview. And this year we decided we just make it its own show. So this is not going to be as long as the shows normally are. Because we're not going to do another show recording till January 9th. And then it'll be like maybe a couple of days after that we'll actually get the show of that out. So we're going to go ahead and do this show so that you won't miss us too much out there in podcast land.
We're going to miss you guys, though.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, we hope everybody has had a good Christmas and everybody has a good New Year. And that 2018 is going to be a good year. And I've already scheduled at least one interesting guest that I think everyone will like for the new year. And we'll continue to schedule. And maybe, you know, knock on wood, we'll get dear old Lukey back at some point to actually make an appearance. That's become our running joke, right? That Luke never shows up for the podcast.
I know, but these days it's too true to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me sad.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was telling you earlier, he texted me last night and told me just like how important the podcast is. Gave me this whole long thing. And all I simply told him was get off Tuesdays. So, year in review. Can you believe 2017 is over, almost over?
No, I've already, like, at work, I've had to start writing 2018 on some of the paperwork that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, scheduling upcoming stuff and whatnot. And, oh, man. I'm already all screwed up.
Yeah, that's hard to do. Whenever you were in school and you had to write the new year on your paper, and you always wrote the old one. Time just goes so fast, man. And we should have flying cars by now, right?
At least hoverboards.
Yeah, something like that. Well, don't we kind of have hoverboards?
Yeah, but
that's kind of like those kind of like fake ones or whatever.
I mean, like, real ones, like, yeah.
Oh, by the way, and I hope your gig went well.
It
was fantastic from what I remember in the future. That we're recording this, so I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
If anybody
yeah.
doesn't know, Rob, tell me about your 80s cover band.
I have an 80s cover band. We're called Cobra Kai, and we have a gig tomorrow night. It's going to be awesome. Every gig we've ever had has had a different keyboard player. Hoping this one sticks around.
It's going to be like Spinal Tap with the drummers.
It is, yeah, but for us it's keyboard players. It's like, why?
You guys are doing a residency every...
Yeah, we play the third Thursday of every month at a place called Twin Kegs 2 in right near downtown Nashville.
So what would that be in January?
No idea.
The 18th, possibly? That's what it kind of looks like.
Yeah, sounds right.
Okay. So your next one would be January 18th.
That's right. Come see us.
So, and you guys play all the 80s hits. And that's Rob and Jeff, who you hear occasionally on this show. So, let's get started. Your interview.
All right.
First one we did, posted January 9th. That's episode 147. We've done a lot of episodes this year because this is 194. That was Steph Young with Panic in the Woods, of which I'm yet to get Steph back on the show.
Yeah, she was a great guest. I'd love to have her back. Yeah. She's got a new book, right?
She probably does. I mean, she's pretty prolific as far as writing books.
I think she does because she was working on the Smiley Face Killer stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we were originally going to do that show about that. And she told me that she didn't want to do it about that because apparently she'd been getting death threats about it. But it was an interesting show nonetheless. We talked about the Hosanna Church. We talked about that weird story about something that happened in Tennessee where these guys got followed all the way clear across Arkansas and into Tennessee and ended up in some like weird church and cult members awesome. Following them. And like, you know, this was back in the 90s or something. And we talked a little bit about Rendlesham Forest too. Yeah. I really need to get her back on. Maybe pursue her to get back on in 2018.
She's been doing her podcast and stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think some of her podcasts she puts on Patreon and some of it she releases for free. The next episode, we posted that on January the 12th. That was the Romper Room 1, our experiments with the Romper Room concept, of which this was me, you and I, and Alyssa and Luke and Jeff did this.
Really? All of us were there?
Yeah, all of us were there for that one. That was interesting. Things got a little bit contentious. Because I remember we talked about this, the Resolutions for White People video that was out at the same time. And talked about Obama leaving and, or some of the other things. What did I title it? Oh, yeah. And then also came back a few days later and talked about the whole Trump Golden Showers tape. This was right before Trump actually came into office. And that was kind of a departure because right at that point, I think is where we kind of stopped with like a lot of the politics stuff. You know, we've touched on it here and there this year, but we haven't touched on it as much as we did in 2016.
Right. Well, yeah, with it being an election year and mm-hmm. extremely divided, sort of intense election year, we got drawn into a lot of that.
Right. And that was kind of the tail end of that. There's Romper Room 2. Of course, we kind of got into politics on that one, but that was a little later on in the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Episode 149, Aaron David, another guest I need to get back on. This was talking about some of his occult experiments and his experiences with a weird goat-like creature. Which was interesting. Now in this one, Aaron talked about all that kind of stuff about kind of melding the occult and his ideas about Christianity. And which in the next episode we did, when Alyssa said that she liked the Pope is when we got the email.
Oh yeah.
but the one before that, where I thought it was going to be like really contentious, was crickets were chirping. When Alyssa said she liked the Pope, Lord forbid. So that was an interesting one. Like I said, I really do need to get Aaron back on. I don't know why I haven't had him on. I actually went and hung out with him in Asheville, back in June of this year. And, Aaron's a really great guy. Him and Kelly are really great people. I was thinking about trying to invite them to come to our 200th episode thing, because they're not too far from us.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Episode 150. This is the 150th episode roundtable. This was Soraya, Red Pill Junkie, and Joshua Cutchin. And we talked about several things here. Talked about the Hostage to the Devil, which we later had the director on a couple shows after that. And we talked about some of like the concepts of possessions by the dead, past life memories, what that, you know, the debate between that. September 11th, conspiracy theory becoming mainstream. Some of the stuff that we spoke about. Well, do you remember anything about that show?
Not specifically. I love those. I mean, all those guys are on that episode is very enlightening always. And I'm always like, I never talk when any of those guys are on, because I just feel like they know so much more. Any of the, what was it, three of them?
Were three of them on that one.
Red Pill Soraya, yeah. And Joshua. So it's just like, I just sit there and absorb, you know?
Yeah. I had the same experience when I was on with, it was Red Pill and Greg Bishop and Soraya. When I was on the round table with them, where did the road go? I just felt like a complete dumbass.
Right. It's like, I have absolutely nothing to bring to the table.
Well, I tried to bring some things, but it's just like, you know, when you're in the midst of mental giants, it's kind of hard to do. And we did that. I mostly did that as a round table thing, because, you know, 150, the nice round number. I didn't really want to make a big event about it, but I figured that was a good time to do a round table with those three guys. And also too, that's where Alyssa said she loved the Pope, and we lost a listener because Alyssa likes the Pope. Episode 151, this was Mark Schaus, entitled What Russia Wants. Rather timely considering what we just talked about with Dr. Future. Mark is a podcaster as well. He has a podcast called Russian Rulers, and or also Russian History Retold. He actually just stopped doing that. He put out like about 170-something episodes. Well recommended if you like history podcasts. Mark pretty much goes through the entire course of Russian history. In that, we talked about kind of like his family background, how he got into Russian history. Some of the things about, like, you know, what motivates Russia, some of the historical stuff. Was similar to what we talked about with Dr. Future as well, and also talked a little bit of some little historical mysteries. Again, someone I'd love to get back on. Mark is extremely knowledgeable about Russian history. And also, you know, too, I'd love to get on people that have history podcasts. If there's anyone that's listening out there that has something like that, I would love to talk to somebody to do that. I'd love to get, what's his name? He did the history of Rome, and now he does Mike Duncan. He's got a book out about ancient Rome and kind of also looking at how that's similar to what's going on now. So if he's listening, please come on the show. You remember anything about that or?
No, the history ones are the worst for me.
I think we'll get, as we get closer to now, I think you'll remember more and more.
Yeah, well, it's the history stuff is rough for me. I never did good in history, and it interests me. From the, you know, obviously from the perspective of, you know, where we've been and where we are now, and the more and more it's the similarities between now and the past that really fascinate me. But, like, I can't retain any of it. So it's really hard for me when we do a show like that, because I was like.
Yeah, there's a lot of information just kind of gets thrown at you at once. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a ton of it. Like, you know, we were talking to Dr. Future, I mean, there's just a ton of information. And there's a ton of information that's in these books that he's writing. So yeah, I definitely understand.
You see, folks, that's the difference between Adam and I. He reads the books and comes into these things prepared.
Yeah, also at this time, we were talking about Pizzagate stuff as well. We were kind of reviewing a lot of that.
Right.
So that was going on at the same time in some of the non-guest segments. Well, we tried to kind of like dissect that but episode 152, Marty Stalker, Hostage to the Devil. This was a real treat because we talked to him about his documentary that was on Netflix. I think probably still is on Netflix. That is about Malachi Martin, the exorcist for the Roman Catholic Church, or rather traditional Roman Catholic Church. That was giving me a blank stare.
No, I remember it, but like, I remember doing the show, and I remember really liking it, but all the details have fled.
Well, he was, Malachi Martin was a self-described exorcist. He wrote quite a few books. He also wrote about the Third Secret of Fatima.
Yeah, I remember that part.
And all that stuff. Yeah. And we also talked about that kind of independently. That was one we did earlier in the day because Marty's in the UK, Northern Ireland. We also talked a little bit some of his other films that he did. One about dealing with a soldier with PTSD, which he talked about some of his experiences with that as well, which was also very interesting and quite moving actually for me. And, but yeah, it was a good documentary and kind of get his idea of how he formulated the film. Episode 153. That was February 19th. That was William Ramsey. Second time we had him on. And we talked about his book, Children of the Beast, which is about people that have been influenced by Aleister Crowley. You know, it was coming at some point in the show.
Yeah, this one I remember pretty vividly. And it was interesting because there's a lot of people on the list that I didn't know would be on there. But it was also a vastly different show than I thought it was going to be. It was so much more... informative as far as the influence,
sure,
and the spread of it throughout time than it was into the I guess more occult elements. I expected to like this famous person was into this kind of occulty stuff because of him. Instead, it was more of the spreading of it. I think that
right. And it was like, you know, Timothy Leary, quite a few other people that were inspired by Aleister Crowley. We talked about Kenneth Anger, Jimmy Page. We also talked about Pizzagate in that show. We got his viewpoint on Pizzagate. We kind of exhausted the whole Pizzagate thing.
We did for a month or so there.
Yeah, it was about 2 months. But you know, I felt like we got a real kind of rounded perspective on it. And the show that I just did with Michael Hughes, that was about how he thinks Pizzagate is bullshit. But we didn't just focus on Pizzagate. That was just one element of what we talked about. But I'll get to that, which that's a fairly new show. Episode 154, Greg Bishop. First time we had him on. Oh, and to go back to, we actually did with William Ramsey a little later. We did more Children of the Beast, but that's a Patreon episode.
Oh, right.
So I think that was about like March or April that we did that. So that was more of the people that he described from his book. And I think we got onto some kind of weird subject too. I don't remember exactly what we got onto on that one, but oh yeah, we talked a little bit about some of the smiley face killer stuff.
Yeah.
On that one too, because he was working on a book about that, or a documentary. So I'll get back in touch with him because that's something that I'm really, really interested in because that's some really weird and scary stuff. But 154, Greg Bishop, It Defies Language.
He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Greg Bishop definitely is one of my favorites. That I'm gonna be honest with you, that was a rough interview for me. Because as long as I had wanted to get Greg Bishop on the show, I never really knew how to approach him, because it seemed like that, you know, he didn't really want to, because I'd heard stuff like he didn't really want to talk about Project Beta, which I finally did get him to agree to come talk to us about Project Beta, but he'll do it. But so we talked about his book, It Defies Language, which was kind of a compendium of some of the stuff that he put out in an online zine from the early 2000s and a few other essays that he had put out. And, you know, I hadn't really started listening to Radio Mysterioso yet. So, and really not knowing that, like, you know, Greg's whole thing is that it's very much a conversational style, you know, and it's like there's not a lot of structure to his interviews that he does on there.
Sure.
And I kind of wanted it to be more of a formal kind of interview. And plus, I remember this because I called him a ufologist.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And he said, he said, well, thanks, but I'm not a ufologist. And I'm like, okay. I thought I just screwed up and just made the guy really mad.
No, he's like that. He's so direct
mm-hmm.
sometimes, but never, he comes off as way more serious than he is too.
Which is funny because when we were having dinner with him and Nick Redfern and Jack Brewer in that restaurant in mm-hmm. Roswell later on, that, he said something about interviewing somebody and it was like an awkward interview. And I looked at him and I said, yeah, I had some guy on my show that said that when I called him a ufologist, told me they weren't. And he looked at me and he said, that was me, wasn't it? I said, yeah. And we all laughed about it. So we did a Patreon though later on, that people that where I just told you, okay, because I'd listened to Radio Mysterioso by that point, and I said, just go ahead and let's start recording. Don't have any formal like introduction right. to the show. Just start recording. Cause that's what he does. And that went really smooth. Like we were all over the place in topics.
Right.
But it was fun.
And that's how it's been every time like he's come back on too. It's mm-hmm. like you just gotta kinda mm-hmm. let go of the wheel a little bit and mm-hmm. expect that you're gonna go on a
yeah.
bit of an adventure.
Yeah, let him steer a little bit. Because it was, it was such an awkward interview for me. And a lot of people told me that they really loved the interview, that first interview with Greg Bishop. And I was like, really? Because I just felt like I didn't know what I was doing. But, you know, you got to break the ice sometimes, I guess is what it is. Episode 155, that March 12th, that is Chris Wolford 2. Where we talked to Chris, just had him on just recently. We talked about Vault 7, UFOs, portals, and Tom and his favorite subject, Tom DeLong.
Right.
So I think we just talked a little bit about, like, you know, this is more just a kind of a free flowing thing with Chris, where he talked about the Vault 7 revelations, the CIA. Such things like where they admitted to having the technology to remote control, blow up cars and steer cars into trees, which reminded me of the whole Michael Hastings thing. And we also talked a little bit more about Rendlesham and kind of his studies on like the Rendlesham Forest case and portals. And of course, Tom DeLong, which at that time, Tom DeLong had not made any kind of announcement about his whole To the Stars Academy stuff. And we've had Chris on several times. I mean, he's kind of like guest co-hosted the show. Chris is one of my favorite people to have on. He just gets way too excited about UFOs, Tom DeLong. He gets worked up, man. But episode 156, that was Zach Hunt, Issues in American Christianity. This one, actually, Zach is a local guy. He lives here in Nashville. He actually lives in the same area that we do. And he's someone that is a blogger. I think it was, it used to be, his blog used to be called American Jesus, which reminded me of the Bad Religion song, American Jesus. And it's now just ZachHunt.com. But he's one of those people like Dr. Future, where very critical of kind of like the evangelical and Christian leadership, and very critical about Trump, which, you know, is good and refreshing. So that's probably one of my favorite all time interviews. And again, another guest that I need to get back on. But recently, we posted his interview on our new YouTube channel.
That's right.
Which, if you guys didn't know, we have a YouTube channel, so please go subscribe.
Yeah, and if you guys like to listen to YouTube, or we all know people that, like, we know would love podcasts if we could get them into podcasts, but for some reason they're just completely against the idea of podcasts, but they listen to the same kind of stuff on YouTube all the time, now you can recommend us there.
Which I still don't understand, because, like, if you listen to YouTube on your phone, your battery, like, drains really quick.
I don't get it either, but I know several people that that's the only place they'll...
I know, it's just their thing, I guess. Episode 157, always mangle this. This was Jeff Worcester.
And see, that's weird, because Zach Hunt seems like it was years ago, and Jeff doesn't seem really like it was that long at all.
They were only a show apart.
I know.
Actually, they were only like 2 weeks apart, because we recorded that on April 2nd, and that was about the deep state. And we talked about some of his studies. He has an organization called called the Center for Deep State Research or something like that. Oh God, you know, I hate it when I do this. I should have written it down on there. But Center for Deep Political Research. There it is. And so we talked about that. We talked about Gary Webb. I think we talked about Danny Castellaro, some of the dead journalists, stuff that happened to them.
That show was terrifying.
Yeah.
The subject is like,
yeah. It, for lack of a better term, it got pretty deep. And he was a person that I just seen posting on Facebook, and I was like, hey, you'd love to come on the show. I'd love to have somebody talk about this. And he's very knowledgeable about all this stuff. Episode 158, Thad McCracken, or as Rob likes to say, McCracken.
McCracken.
That was the second time we had Thad on. Actually, the third time, really, because in 2016, we had Thad on to talk about Pizzagate and how he thought it was bullshit.
Yeah.
That was the first time we talked about Pizzagate. That one was about his book Transmissions from Outside of Time. And this was about, he recapped his experiences that happened since he came on the first time in 2014.
Right. Cause it's been a long time.
And he talked about synchronicities, modes of consciousness, Burning Man, and demon conjuration. We didn't talk about brushing his teeth this time though.
No.
Learning how to brush his teeth by a demon. But we love Thad. He's a great guy, but it's like, you know, take a breath every now and again, dude. I still got Heather. She's kind of behind still on listening to the show. And she told me that she sends me a message. And she says, God, this Thad guy just doesn't breathe. He's like 100 miles an hour.
Man, I wish I had half the energy that guy has. Half.
Yeah, tell me about it, dude.
I do. I would do amazing things with my life.
Same here. Episode 159, this was the beginning of us starting our Road to Roswell series.
Yeah.
Of which we did go to the to Roswell this year for the 70th anniversary of whatever the hell happened. This was Dr. Heiser, Michael Heiser. We talked about reversing Hermann, which was about everything about from the story of the Watchers in Genesis to the birth of Jesus, how all that is connected. Very interesting book. Anything about Dr. Heiser, I highly recommend.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna,
he's one of my favorite authors.
I'm not gonna lie. Most of the religious stuff that we have on the show, I like fade out like Luke. Like I really do try, but like
fade out like Luke.
But But Dr. Heiser, it doesn't matter what he's talking about. It's fascinating, and it's very deep and very well thought out and very well thought through. You know, he's a very well-researched individual, and it's, yeah, he's always a pleasure.
And we also talked about the Holy Blood, Holy Grail
yeah.
mythos and the Merovingian stuff. You and I did that, I think, at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that something got misquoted from the Bible, which got
was that night?
Yeah, which got us like a one-star review on iTunes.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just a, like an email we got that in.
It's either one or the two. Like, we'll get the emails or we'll get, like, people leaving that on iTunes.
See, I appreciate the emails. But come on, if you're going to leave a review on iTunes, leave, like, a review that covers the show, not a episode.
Or like, one sentence that was said in an episode.
I mean, come on. You're rating that one sentence a one star, not the other 400,000 sentences from the show.
I love the show, but what you said sucks.
Yeah. You were wrong one time. I've been wrong a lot of times.
Episode 160, Joe Jordan. That was about CE4 research and stopping alien abductions. This was also another of the speakers that was at Guy Malone's conference in Roswell. And so I was getting ready for that and having everybody on. Joe was someone that I wanted to have on for a while. We actually did that real late on a Friday night because Joe is in South Korea. So there's like a 25-hour time difference or something. And so we did that. And, you know, Joe Jordan, if you're not familiar with him, he talks a lot about basically his whole thing is people have been able to stop alien abductions by calling on the name of Jesus. So yeah. This was another one of those religious ones. That,
well, yeah. And I've...
Although it's interesting when you hear Joe actually kind of talk about his journey and talk about the people. And he's also, you know, I mean, yeah, he, you know, he talks about how like that it could be what he's talking about is demons, but I think he's, I don't think that he really wants to come out and say that that's what it is.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of, what is that? You know, He's kind of revised his theory about it a little bit over the years to something that's might be a little bit more unknown, but it is interesting some of the patterns that he has found. It's just another part of the story.
Yeah.
You know, and we later, I think a couple of episodes after that, I had Joshua Cutchin come on and kind of give his side of it. From kind of the 14 point of view. And Josh is a Christian as well, so, you know, he gave us that point of view too. Episode 161, this was Cisco Murdoch and Steve Stockton, and this was Cisco's Weird World.
I never caught that title. that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cisco, she was really nice, and, you know, we love Steve and his stories.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Steve's great, you know, Tennessee guy.
Yep.
Even though he's in Portland, Oregon now. And Cisco, I mean, she had a lot of interesting stories.
Yeah. Yeah, and I love story episodes.
Right. Personal experiences.
Yep. And Steve's voice is just like, you know, like I feel like I'm curled up on the floor and grandpa's telling me a story. You know?
Yeah. He's another one of those guys you could get to read the phone book.
Yeah.
You know? Like Red Pill Junkie, you need to get him to read the Spanish phone book. But Steve definitely, although he did have a cold that night and like he was like wheezing the entire time.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
But
he was like, Steve, are you okay? You asked him that at one point, didn't you?
I think I did. Like, yeah. Like, Steve, are you there?
Are you all right, buddy?
I've never heard a thud or have anybody fall asleep on the show before, which actually, you know, since we brought up Josh Cutchin, it was funny because I listened to Where Did the Road Go, one of the roundtables that they did. And like, you know, Josh is like, you know, he teaches like tuba and stuff during the day. So he teaches music. And, you know, Soraya, he always does the show like at night. Like Soraya's a night owl. He's right. A vampire, for God's sakes. And so they're doing this roundtable and I'm listening to it. And at one point towards the end, you just hear Josh just starting snoring. Just like... It was classic, man. '162, that was Brian Godawa. Chronicles of the Apocalypse, which we just talked to Brian not too long ago.
Oh, was this the...
The Preterist.
The Preterist and yeah. the Millennium.
Yeah, the- yeah. I we started that episode off, you and I, talking about the different viewpoints in Christian eschatology. The
pre-millennial, post-millennial.
There we go. Look, yeah, somebody picked it up.
I retained some of it.
Yeah.
I don't remember which ones think Revelations is happening, which ones think that's already happened, and which ones think that it's
going to happen in the future. Okay, well,
No. Don't bother. I won't remember.
Okay. Well, preterism thinks that Revelations has mostly happened, which apparently Brian has come to the preterist viewpoint that everything in the book of Revelations, or Revelation, describes what happened in 70 AD at the burning of the temple, destruction of the temple in Jerusalem.
So it's done and over.
Yeah, so it's done and over.
But then there might be 1,000 years or there might not be, or...
Yeah, there's full preterism and there's partial preterism. Yeah, see,
I know the subject.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Might be able to go to theology school after this. Episode 163, Mike Sove, the John Teeter legend.
Ooh, this one was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard of this, and that's just fascinating from a like a social media standpoint, if nothing else.
Yeah, yeah. So basically the idea of John Teeter, the time traveler, that being some kind of fiction that was on the internet. That yeah, was just kind of
early web forum.
Yeah, stuff. Early web forum, kind of like maybe like a role playing aspect to it, and but, this kind of thing that just kind of keeps going and going.
Yeah, and whoever it was knowledgeable enough to make it very believable and interesting.
Right, there's kind of a futurist kind of aspect to it as well.
Yeah.
He actually hit me up about wanting to be on some roundtable episodes too, so we should try to get some of those going. Episode 164, Michael Hughes. First time I had Mike on. This is Mentalism, the Occult, Tarot, and Binding Trump. Mentalism, which is kind of like a form of magic, where you can convince people that something is going on when it really isn't. So we kind of talked about, you know, some of his experiences as a mentalist, and also tarot. And I had Heather was here for that one. I think she sat in on the phone with us. And since she's really into tarot, they got to speak as well. And the Binding Trump thing is because Mike actually was responsible for coming up with this idea for witches and occultists to bind Trump and all his cronies. So, did not know that Mike actually was the one that made up that. I had seen him post stuff about it on Facebook, but I thought he was just like, you know, posting these from other people. And when I was talking to him on Where Did the Road Go, I was like, oh, well, you're the guy that actually came up with it. Okay. So, love Mike. He's been one of my favorite guests. Episode 165, Nick Redfern. This is the fourth time we had Nick on. Secret Societies. Now, this was also part of the Road to Roswell series because Nick was at that same conference that we were at. And... but we did not talk about UFOs. We talked about his Secret Society book. Right. And we talked about some really some really weird stuff. And of course, you know, basic stuff like Freemasonry and the Illuminati. But also some of the other less known ones, like the Order of Hecate and weird stuff like that. A lot of stuff that happened in Britain that really hasn't filtered over to the United States.
Right. And if you guys don't know who Nick is, he has written 473 books, mm-hmm. I think, mm-hmm. on every single topic imaginable.
Yes.
And our whole show could have him as a guest every night and never get boring.
Right, right. And it's funny because every time that I will turn on, you know, if I'm at my parents' house and my mom turns on Ancient Aliens or some crap that's on Destination America, there's Nick Redfern.
Or Netflix documentaries.
It never fails. It's yeah. like Nick Redfern just shows up. And like Nick's like one of the most down to earth guys you'll ever meet.
And it's funny because they give him a different title every time too, like depending on what the subject matter is. Like some shows he's a cryptozoologist, some shows mm-hmm, he's a ufologist, mm-hmm, some shows mm-hmm, he's
because he literally writes about everything mysterious.
Yeah.
And we then did a Patreon episode right after that interview with him and Greg Bishop, where we talked about his book that it was an updated version of the Body Snatchers in the Desert, where he talked about some of the, you know, his theory of a non extraterrestrial hypothesis of what happened at Roswell.
Right.
So that's
which was in line with his, as well. Yeah. What he's talked about at the conference.
Mm-hmm. So we did that too. A lot of Patreon episodes up there, guys. If you really want to listen to them, they're there.
There sure is.
Episode 166, Randolph Benson. This is about the Searchers. This was about his documentary about JFK researchers.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was interesting.
JFK assassination researchers.
It was a documentary, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I watched it.
Which is still out there. And he's screening it in various places. And very well recommended. We talked about kind of like his idea, his vision for the film. We also talked about, like, you know, he's the one that keyed me in. Well, him and Jeff Forster both keyed me in on the fact that those documents were going to be released this year in 2017, which a lot of them were. And some of them have not been released as far as I know. But we talked about how those people that he documents in his film have basically struggled to get all that released. So check that out. It's a good documentary called The Searchers. Episode 167. This again, Road to Roswell. This is Jack Brewer. The Grays have been framed. Great guest.
Yeah. I don't think either of us knew fully what to expect going into this one.
Mm-hmm.
But he was, he's a great guy. He's a
really fun guest. I had never spoken to Jack. I had no idea, you know, I'd never heard any real interviews with him. So this was kind of like a cold thing for me. Of course, I read the book.
I don't think he had done a lot of interviews.
No, I don't think he had. But it was, you know, very, very eye-opening stuff. A lot of this was about, you know, just looking at the field of ufology and alien abduction and looking at how some of the researchers have kind of put their own biases and their own belief systems into this. And then also looking at some of the associations with mind control. Which that would be another good show to do with him, because that would be a show in and of itself, is the mind control stuff. Got a lot of good responses off of that episode. I was kind of mildly surprised that episode did as well as it did. Episode 168, Road to Roswell Roundtable. This was Peter Robbins, Guy Malone, and Chris Wolford again. And we basically talked about, we had Guy on because, of course, you know, he was putting on the Modern Challenges to Extraterrestrial Hypothesis. Three of these shows, I believe we put these up, I think, right when you were gone doing your Bonnaroo stuff.
Yep.
So we'd recorded these a lot earlier than that. But that was another good one. We did speak a little bit about Rendlesham Forest, what happened at Roswell and the Roswell slides, and you know, we actually unfortunately started that off talking with Peter about some of the problems that was going on with Larry Warren, which now I don't know if you guys know, but Left at East Gate has now been pretty much rescinded by the publisher at Peter's request because he doesn't trust what Larry Warren told him way back when is the truth. That's been an ongoing saga. So, but good to have all those guys all together on that one. And then episode 169, Jenny Ashford 2, The Unseen Hand. This was about poltergeists. That's where we talked about Jeff the Talking Mongoose.
Oh, yeah. We had him on, actually, for the outro.
Oh, we did. Yeah. He came and sat in for a little bit. He kind of, like, appeared through a time portal.
Creepy as hell.
And it was just this little weird mongoose with glowing eyes, said some weird shit and on the microphone and left. You never... And, of course, Chris Wolford joined us for that one, too. That was almost two in a row, which, you know, anytime some weird stuff happens with UFOs, there's like the latest development, I get Chris on to talk about it because he keeps up with it a whole lot better than I do.
He's our UFO correspondent.
Yes. Yes. And of course we talked about Tom DeLonge, but, we also talked to Chris on that one about the mummies in Peru.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
So, but we love to have Jenny on, and her and Tom both are just absolutely, they're some of our favorite people, and you guys really need to check out their 13 o'clock podcast, which we later had them on back for that one. Of which when we drove to Roswell, you and I listened like a whole bunch of those podcasts
for like over and hours. Over.
We started with the one about necrophiliacs, Episode 170, Randall Carlson came back. Always love talking to Randall, too. He's the wizard of our community. He's the Gandalf. And he looks like Gandalf.
He does.
We talked about Younger Darius, comet impacts, and climate change. This one, we got a lot more into the climate change stuff than we had before. This was also kind of in response to an interview that he had done a couple of months earlier on the Joe Rogan podcast, where he was with Graham Hancock and Michael Shermer. So we were talking a little bit about that as well. But he kind of filled us in on like the last 50,000 years or 150,000 years or so of climate history on the planet Earth. And we also talked about the Younger Darius and what that might mean as far as like Göbekli. What's that place called? Göbekli Tepe.
Yeah.
And some other interesting subjects.
We talked about my hometown too, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We talked about your hometown of Manistee.
The bizarre fires that happened at the same time as the Chicago fires.
And yes.
Fires around the state.
Yeah, how weird is that? Which, you know, your parents are here. Have you ever asked them about that?
No, I bet my dad might know. He's a history guy.
Yeah, we need to ask him.
History guy, yeah.
Episode 171, this was the Roswell 70th anniversary interviews. This was a cornucopia. These are the interviews that you and I did over in Roswell while we were there. And we had Guy Malone, Nick Redfern, Jack Brewer, Mike Heiser, Joe Jordan, and Greg Bishop. And we also talked to Natalina from the Extraordinary Intelligence Podcast, which is the first time that I had met her and the first time she actually was on the show. So that was a really good one, a real joy to do.
Mm-hmm.
God, that thing was like 3 hours long or something. Yeah. 3 hours and 8 minutes.
And it took us 9 days to accomplish.
It did take us 9 days to accomplish. Kind of a shorter thing. I mean, I think originally we were going to try to get like three shows out of it, but I think we just decided we'll do 30 minutes because we just didn't have quite the same kind of time availability.
Right. We were trying to get people in between
Paradise Symposium.
And yeah.
Of which we may be doing a similar thing in 2018. We'll keep everybody posted on that.
We'll do some sort of travel episode.
Yep. followed by episode 172. That is Timothy Renner, Bigfoot in Pennsylvania, of which Tim is another person I need to get on. And I actually got to hang out with Tim and his co-host on Strange Familiars, James. We hung out in Gettysburg together, at Albatwitch Day in Columbia, Pennsylvania before that. But
right, we didn't just talk about Bigfoot, did we? We talked about all kinds of Pennsylvania legends, and some of them are almost more like fairy creature like.
Mm-hmm. These were his book Bigfoot in Pennsylvania is a compendium of all these different newspaper articles from the mid 19th all the way to the early 20th centuries.
That's right.
Yeah. And so we talked about some of the weird stuff that was in that, what some of it meant.
How it kind of evolved. You get like these hairy man, like wild feral people legends, and like there's weird, like mystical elements to a lot of it.
some of the strange, like ghost, ghostly things that went along with it as well. Yeah, it's not just Bigfoot. Episode 173. This was UFOs Reframing the Debate, Part 1. This was all about the book that came out at that time called UFOs Reframing the Debate, which Robbie Graham had put out. He edited it. And I had Joshua Cutchin to come on to talk about it because Josh is one of the contributors to the book as well. But Robbie Graham had a family emergency and couldn't make it. So I got Greg Bishop pretty much last minute to come on, which he was really really gracious to do for us. So that was, we talked about, more about like Greg's co-creation theory, some of that. And that was one of those shows where Comcast crapped out on us.
Of course.
And we had to use, of course, it was like a early Sunday morning, and that's when they decided to work on the cable. So we had to use my phone to finish up that show, and we barely made it. By one of the shows, we barely make it by the skin of our teeth, but we give you quality anyway.
It happens about once a month.
Yeah.
The trials.
So episode 174, that was at the end of July. That was Reframing the Debate Part 2. We did get Robbie Graham to be on the show with us. Susan Demeter St. Clair joined us. She was another contributor. I actually ended up talking more about ghosts with her than I think I did about UFOs, because she's got some interesting ideas about ghosts. Her idea of the extraterrestrial hypothesis and kind of refuting that. But her idea is the dead people hypothesis. Is that really what's going on with ghosts? We don't really know. And then after her segment, we also had Red Pill Junkie again and Smiles Lewis.
Right. Red Pill did the illustrations, right?
Red Pill did the illustrations, and he also wrote one of the everybody that we had on wrote
an essay
in the book. And of course, Robbie was the editor. But Smiles is the head of the Anomaly Network, one of the radio networks that we're on. And we got to meet Smiles in, he's actually staying at the same Motel 6 we were in Roswell. We got to meet him there. And so really cool guy. After that, kind of tried to lay low on UFOs for a while because I kind of got exhausted about the topic. So episode 175 was Robert W. Sullivan IV, and that was the fourth time that he was on. Cinema Symbolism 2, where we talked about movies. We talked about David Lynch and Stanley Kubrick and Darren Aronofsky. Talked about the works of Alan Moore. Any of the cinema symbolism stuff is just damned interesting.
Yeah.
And we also did a brief little thing about on Patreon with him about Freemasonry and about, I'm going to draw a blank now. The famous Freemason, the one that wrote the real famous book, not Albert Pike, but I can't remember now. I hate it when that happens, man.
Welcome to my world, buddy.
I know it. It must be getting really late. Episode 176, Walter Bosley. That's the fifth time we've had Walter on. We've had Walter on a lot.
Yeah.
And there's actually a Patreon episode, too, that I did with him this year about Hecate. Notice I'm really pushing Patreon on this show.
Well, we've done a lot this year.
Walter Bosley, Destination Carcosa. This was about his book about Ambrose Bierce. And
I went and I downloaded, I think, I don't know if I mentioned this here or not. I downloaded his like complete works for like 99 cents or something like that. It wasn't as good as I was hoping.
Really?
It was all right. Like the first, and it was funny because the very first story was like this contested, like people don't know if he wrote it or if he stole it or what. And it was called The Hangman's Daughter. And it was amazing. Like a super well written, really cool, real interesting story and everything. And then after that, all the rest of them, I was just like, meh. There's like a book.
Did you read The Damned Thing? That's the one that I always remember because of the title.
I was reading it from the front, and it was like, it was a story about how, it was like Dirty Dancing for like the 1800s. It was about how evil the waltz was and how it was.
It was like some kind of satirical thing.
Younger, yeah. But like, it was really, it was bizarre.
Well, we talked about, you know, Carcosa, this which is a something that Bierce actually, well, it was Bierce wrote about first, and then another author wrote about that influence, kind of like the mythology behind the first season of True Detective. Mm-hmm. Which after I talked to Walter about all that, I went back and watched the first season of True Detective and saw it in a completely new light. So yeah, Robert Chambers was that author, and he also influenced Lovecraft and Stephen King as well. He's one of his first kind of like horror writers.
Well, that's what interested me. That people talked about him like he was a bridge between Poe and Lovecraft.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, shit.
He's also a Civil War soldier, which he fought in a lot of the campaigns on the Union side that were actually around our area. He was at Chattanooga, Chickamauga. I believe he was here, Battle of Nashville and Franklin as well. Walter sees him as being like a secret agent that worked in the whole airship milieu, which, you know, is kind of like Walter's thing. Episode 177, Jenny Ashford and Tom Ross, our friends from the 13 O'Clock podcast. And this was a fun one.
Yeah.
We just talked about an entire grab bag of stuff. The Warrens, demonic possession. It's basically all Tom just like making me laugh the entire time.
Yeah, this is a good fun, like casual conversation one.
Mm-hmm. Just talking about weird shit for about an hour and a half. Again, guys, can't stress enough, check out their podcast. They're up to like 70 episodes now. They're really kicking ass.
Yeah, they're all great. Their chemistry. Like they don't do guests. They just pick a topic and they burn through it together. And it's really well researched. It's they take a somewhat skeptical approach to a lot of it, but it's pretty well unbiased going into it, I think. You know, and it's just really well done. It's entertaining as hell.
Oh, absolutely. Episode 178, Natalina. I call her she calls herself Natalina EI, Extraordinary Intelligence. This was a good one. I really enjoyed talking to Natalina. We kind of got into like her, kind of like her switch from New Age beliefs to Christian beliefs, kind of like her foray, just like myself, into kind of more fringy Christian stuff, and then to kind of like more being more practical about and more skeptical about everything that you read, while still kind of maintaining your belief system. And this was good because this was more for me like a personal journey type of thing. And she also told us some of like her paranormal experiences that she had, which I was kind of hoping that she was telling me that her and her boyfriend Nate are going to try to come out to Nashville. So
nice.
Yeah, they really want to meet Dr. Future. Episode 179, this is in the end of August. We posted in September. This was Ken Thomas, Trumpocalypse Now, which this was one that I was really excited about having Ken Thomas on. Greg Bishop actually told Greg Bishop and he are friends, and he actually told Ken about us, and Ken actually approached me about coming on. And that was a pretty big moment to have him on, because he's one of these old conspiracy guys. You know, he's not looking that he's going to make any fame out of this. He's one of the real serious researchers. Talk about a lot about the Kennedy assassination. You know, his new book was about, you know, Trumpocalypse Now, the triumph of the conspiracy spectacle, which was a little more than just about Trump. It's really more about how conspiracy theory has kind of become politicized, has become a way for certain politicians, conspiracy celebrities to become politicians. So that was a really good one. I want to have him back on again to talk about Danny Casolaro and some of his earlier works about UFOs and all that. Of course, you know, Steam Shovel Press is one of the earliest conspiracy magazines. And Ken's been around a long time, so that was a real delight. Episode 180, Chad and Alta Diller. This is Orbducted in the French Quarter. This one was good because this was another one of those personal experience episodes where you really can't quantify it, but you're listening to what someone has experienced, what they said. And this one wasn't just, this was two people that had basically the same experience, but yet in the kind of different fashions. And also one of the interesting parts of it was also talking about, remembering as a child being brought to this hospital and basically doing these experiments with the ESP.
Yeah.
It reminded me a little bit of Eleven in Stranger Things.
Yeah.
But I've heard, you know, that was really fascinating. And I think there's definitely something there to all that. Episode 181, Romper Room 2. That was you, myself, and our good friend Jeff. And Jeff made everybody pissed off.
Right. You love him or you hate him.
Yeah, that's true. You know, that's true. But we talked about conspiracy stuff. We talked about the prevalence of where conspiracy is, whether it's on the left or right wing. We talked about a lot of political things, and then Jeff's good old fashioned witticisms. he's an angry man.
Yes.
Episode 182, moving into October here. This is Ren Collier. I titled it Liminal Room, which is after Ren's blog that he has. And Joe DeMari actually sat in with us on that one, demonstrated his little random word generator device, and we talked to Ren. We left that running and got some interesting results from that one.
Yeah.
But we talked to Ren about some of his out of body experiences. Him and Joe seemed to come together on that. Albert Bender, which was one of the first person that encountered the Men in Black back in the 50s, and also how Albert Bender was also an occultist. Ren is an interesting guy. I've talked to Ren not too long ago, and I want to have him back on to talk about his views because Ren describes himself as a communist. So I want to get his thoughts on things. Maybe piss a few people off at the same time. Episode 183, Dr. Eric Kurlander, Hitler's Monsters.
Ah, see, now this one I thought was going to be more into the Nazi research of the occult stuff.
And it was, but it came from a much more historical, serious historical point of view. There wasn't a lot of sensationalism with this, which the book, when I picked up the book, I thought that's what it was going to be too. See,
that's what I mean. Yeah.
And it really isn't. It's more of an examination of how the Nazis came to believe strange things. And we ended up, you know, usually we do hour and a half interviews. This interview was closer to 2 hours because this one, we talked about kind of like examining the current political climate and comparing it to that in like pre-Nazi and Nazi Germany. And it was a little disconcerting of just how close things seemed to be. We followed that one up. At this point, I was on a trip, so we followed all these up. We did these all around the same time. Episode 184. This is our good friend Mark Anthony Wyatt. This is the second time we had him on. He talked about mermaids, Cornish folklore. We also talked about time slips. And we also had Craig Ciccone on in the same episode where we talked about the Vietnam War documentary by Ken Burns. And we talked about some of the historical aspects of that and the relationship between the Kennedy assassination and the Vietnam War. And with Mark, we spoke about some of the research that he'd been doing on mermaids and some of the folk tales that he had collected from where he lives in Cornwall in England.
Right.
So, yeah, so he's still working on that book. He told me today that he's actually going to start working on possibly having the mermaids thing as a separate kind of book or a smaller kind of book, and the Cornish folklore tales as its own book. So I'm really looking forward to his stuff. I think Mark's a good collector of all these kinds of stories, and he's got some hell of great stories on his own. Episode 185, Round Table of High Strangeness. This is one of my favorite episodes.
Oh, it was a blast. I wish we could do this more often.
Absolutely. This was a powerhouse.
Just open forum.
Yeah. This was Greg Bishop, Joshua Cutchin, Red Pill Junkie, and I got Adam Gorightly to come back.
Yeah.
And
they all picked some of their favorite high strangeness stories, and
yep.
We just...
And I talked about the one where the guy encountered the naked aliens and the loudspeaker voice that came out and said that I am Jimmy Hoffa. Huh. So yeah, this definitely was, and everybody, like you said, picked their own stories to talk about. Gorightly gave some of his personal stories, which was also interesting. So yeah, and Red Pill Junkie picked stuff from like Spain, just stuff that you would never hear. Because I think Red Pill, he brings a lot to the table because, being someone that's bilingual, and obviously he can read Spanish, so he can pick up a lot of material that we're not gonna, that maybe has not been translated,
sure,
over here yet.
And a lot of stuff that reaches most of us has been heavily filtered, Mm-hmm. If it doesn't match some agenda or another, it's not gonna get aired anywhere. You're not going to hear about it. These were some of the really bizarre, unique, just strange stuff.
Yep. Episode 186. This is entitled Adam on the Road. This was on my trip out to the Wild Blue Yonder, where I went to DC. I went to Ithaca to visit with Soraya. I stayed with Peter Robbins at his home. I did an interview with Peter there. I sat in on Where Did the Road Go? I went to Albatwitch Day in Pennsylvania, hung out with Tim and James and Soraya as well, and was kind of cool being on the radio and both of Soraya's radio shows, Where Did the Road Go? And Last Exit for the Lost, which is his music show. And I also sat down with my uncle and with Jennifer Stein and did a recording with them, and then did a little recording with James and Tim in Pennsylvania with my handy little Zoom H6, which we followed that up when I got back with episode 187. And this is Aginos 2, time travel, blue beam, and the future.
The much debated episode.
Mm. We had Chris Wolford on with that one as well. He was like a co-host on that one.
That's right. Yeah.
What can I say? It's just a damned wild ride, man. Someone took objection to the fact that Augie got his news from RT, despite all the rest of this weird stuff that he said right on the show. That's the only thing that really mattered to somebody. Episode 188, Devin J. Byrne 2, Surfing Between Dimensions. That one was another interesting one. I think my mind got blown on that one. That one I short-circuited on, okay? I didn't even know what to think. I mean, I think on that one we actually did interview the Antichrist.
Oh,
which
yeah.
a lot of podcasts yeah. can't say that they've done. Yeah. So
I had to ask him because his website said he was.
Mm-hmm. And when, you know, I mean, how could you not pass up that opportunity?
Right.
Followed by episode 189, Jenny Ashford 3, The Faceless Villain. We're getting to the ones that we've done just recently. This was a good kind of switch for us. This was Into the World of True Crime, which yeah. I want to do more of. Her book about the Faceless Villain is about all these cases that were unsolved from 1900 to 1959, which she's working on the second book and also working on a third book about those as well. So we will have her back on about that. Which on that, I kind of stayed away from cases like the Black Dahlia, things that are more well known. And we kind of talked about the lesser known cases that I felt like, you know, nobody has heard of.
Yeah. And there's so many fascinating ones.
Mm-hmm. We also did a Patreon where we kind of loosely discussed the Cleveland Torso murders.
Started trying to discuss.
Yeah, because we got Tom involved, and it just, you know, it just became a free for all after that one. I love Tom. He's a bad man. I just love him.
Oh yeah.
Episode 190. This is Ryan Godawa and also Jason Fabok, which we talked to Jason about his work. And he's a fan of the show. He's also a artist for DC Comics. And we talked to him about some of his personal experiences growing up with sleep paralysis. We talked about how he has some of that, those experiences have influenced his artwork, how he got to work for DC Comics. And now he's writing the winter special for Swamp Thing, which, you know, my favorite comic book character growing up. And then Brian.
Did I tell you to ask him to do like a sweet, like superhero ink sketch of us?
No, I don't think you did.
Oh, I meant to ask you that.
Yeah, we need to. We need to have him do that. Like, that'd be awesome, dude. I'm going to ask him.
Like us going all kung fu on Bigfoot or something? All the onomatopoeias. Pow.
Aliens. Brian Godawa, that's the fourth time Brian was on the show. We had Brian on two times this year. That was more about the preterist viewpoint. We talked a little bit also about what's going on in Hollywood with the various sex scandals that have happened. And we talked about his new book from Chronicles of the Apocalypse, which I really like Brian's books. They're very good. They're very well written, very easy to read. The guy's a screenwriter, so stuff moves like a movie. Which we followed that up with episode 191, and that was Travis Walton and Jennifer Stein, the show that almost never didn't happen.
Thank God we didn't have any technical issues with someone like Travis Walton on the show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, only one of the best-known alien abductees of all time. And thank God that Skype did not decide to update. Thank God that that Comcast didn't give out in the middle of the show.
Yeah, and the interface worked the whole time.
God none of that happened while we were doing that.
Oh my God.
Episode 192, Michael Hughes. I called that Conspiracy Culture, Politics, and Responsibility. I did that yesterday.
I've not heard it.
That you've not heard it. So that was more about how he was really fed up with the conspiracy world, embracing really right-wing politics and causes, which kind of also was like episode 193 that we just did with Dr. Future. And that was 2017, guys, on our show. So.
Big things next year, guys. Big things.
Any reflections, Rob?
Been a good year.
Yeah?
You know, we got to go on the road again with the show.
Mm-hmm.
We've met a lot of fans, made a lot of friends. It's been great.
Absolutely.
Gonna just get better.
Absolutely. And I really want to thank you for all the work that you put into this. And
I want to thank you, Adam, for reading all those books so that I don't have to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we do have some good shows lined. I'm going to be working on getting stuff scheduled for January. Rob, you've got a guest that you want to get on the show as well. Mm-hmm. So, we, at least as far as I know, I'll have three dates scheduled in January that we can have. Also want to try if we can, to still do more like standalone episodes where it's just you and I. We need to do more of that. People need to hear our voices, I think, more. So to try to more mix it up with between guest shows and shows that it's just us. Yeah. I would like a third person element somewhere in the mix, but it seems like you and I, you know, we are conspiranormal, so we're just gonna keep this ball rolling. So, guys, I think that's about it. If you want to call it,
yep. Thank you everyone for everything and for the great year.
Absolutely,
we love you guys.
And please, we've got the YouTube channel going. Hopefully we're going to get more people listening to the show through that. I think we got 3 subscribers so far, but it's only been up like, you know, it's been like just a little over a week.
Yeah.
So, and hopefully, we get Luke back at some point to amuse everybody, because he does have his fans, and you know, we got to make those people happy.
I'm one of them.
I'm one of them too. I'm one of them too. Luke, we miss you, dude. We miss you. We want you to come back. Stop frying stuff and come back to Conspiranormal. All right, guys. We'll see you next year in 2018 on
Conspiranormal.
Waka.
Happy New Year.